Hi there. This is Stuff You Should Know About Digital Marketing with Erica Jones.
Hello, it's me, Erica Jones. Welcome to another episode of Stuff You Should Know About Digital Marketing, presented by Focused Idea, the premier digital marketing agency. Today, let's talk about a topic that often confusing to business owners, keyword research for SEO. Let's jump into it. Detailed keyword research is the first and most crucial part of your SEO strategy. Before you start writing content for your website, you will need to identify the best, high-volume search terms. The SEO keywords will tell you how to direct your content, ensuring that your content will be relevant and found quickly on Google. And that is, in a nutshell, what keyword research is all about. It's usually a pretty time-consuming job and includes a lot of effort to pour through details, numbers, and comparing long lists of keywords. But it's incredibly important to do it well. Thorough keyword research will be the basis of your SEO strategy and content creation. So, you ask, what exactly is keyword research? Keyword research is described as examining and finding a list of relevant keywords for SEO copywriting. The keywords, or search phrases, usually become a guide for the direction of your content and marketing strategy. A keyword can be a single word, but more often than not, it's a phrase that uses several words. For example, the phrase search terms is a keyword. So is best keyword search tool. Now, you might wonder why keyword research is important. Spotting high-volume search terms itself isn't enough. You need to ensure that the SEO keywords used in your content aligns with your brand, product, or service to the keywords that your customers are using. And this is where keyword research happens. Once you have performed adequate and thorough research, only then will you be able to craft a viable SEO strategy. With a good strategy, you can then create a detailed plan of action to achieve your goals. For example, if you are in the business of leasing out vacation homes, your content may contain the focus keyword vacation home. But without proper keyword research, the keyword used might be vacation house. Although it's still a technically correct term, there may be a mismatch to what your potential customers are searching for on Google. Keywords that you choose to use should be the ones that your target audience searches for. Only then will it make the effort of optimizing your page worthwhile. But more importantly, two similar keywords often have different search volumes, trends, and competition levels. Choosing a more relevant higher volume keyword could give you better results compared to other semantic or related keywords. So, how should you do keyword research? There are many ways to do it, either manually or using a keyword research tool like Keyword Tool. But whichever way you choose, there are a number of important steps that you need to take. From outlining your goals to carrying out your keyword plan, follow this detailed step-by-step guide to performing a proper and thorough keyword research. Step 1. Study your niche. Before you try figuring out what the best keywords to optimize your page for, it's best that you start by diving deep to learn more about your topic or niche. It can give you some unique ideas and help discover marketing angles and SEO strategies that you might not have thought about before. Let me share a few ideas on how to study your niche. First, talk with your existing customers and get to know them better. Find out the terms that they use when describing your brand, company, product, or service. Next, try to think from the perspective of your potential customers. If you were to share the brand's offering to a friend, how will you talk about it? And finally, get involved in your topic or niche's online communities, like forums and social media networks. Read the discussions and find out any pain points that are mentioned about your niche. Step 2. Define your goals. A plan should always begin with the end goal in mind. But before doing that, you should ask important and introspective questions like, who are you? What is your brand about? What makes you special? What is your website about? And what promises do you make on your website? Once you have effectively answered these questions, then you need to specify what your brand's mission is. Do you want to increase the number of subscribers? Or do you have a sales target by a certain date? It's important to define your goal because it will provide a direction for your SEO strategy and plan. The search terms that you will eventually use should be aligned to your goals, ideally segmented into different content marketing funnels. Your goals will also tell you the purpose behind your SEO copywriting and content. Write down your goals. Draw charts. Document them. These will provide the framework and direction needed for your top-level content and online marketing strategy. Step 3. Make a list of relevant topics. Based on your main brand category and the goals you aim to achieve, break it down to smaller topic buckets. Make a list of all the topics related to your brand that you want to rank for on Google. For example, if you're a brand specializing in men's personal care products, some topics that are related to your brand might be men's facial wash, antiperspirant deodorant, or male pattern baldness. they need to be topics that are important to your business and related to your buyers. Think about what type of topics your target audience searches for on Google. These topic buckets can then later be broken down to keywords that are related to those topics. Step 4. Create a list of C keywords. Now that you've broken down your main category to different subtopic buckets, you can start creating a list of C keywords. These keywords need to be related to your various topics, and more importantly, are terms that your target audience might be searching for on Google. C keywords, or focus keywords, are important since they will become the foundation for your keyword research. They define your niche and identify your competitors. If you're wondering how to find your focus keywords, it's actually really easy. All you need to do is describe your offering as simple as possible and brainstorm how other people might search for it on Google. Step 5. Use good keyword research tools. You might assume, shouldn't keyword research begin with using a keyword tool? There's no right or wrong answer there, to be honest. But there's an obvious advantage to researching search terms from your brand or business perspective first. It helps you avoid getting too bogged down with keywords and helps you gain a wider perspective for your content and SEO strategy. Once you have identified your goals, topics, and a list of seed keywords, it's time to use keyword research tools to refine your search terms even deeper. One option is to use Google Keyword Planner. Unfortunately, Google only gives approximated search volumes. Instead, you can use a tool like Keyword Tool. It will give you a lot more details and help you narrow down on the right direction for your search terms. On top of that, it can also give additional ideas on related keywords. All you need to do is type in the topic or C keyword into the search box, and it will give you a list of alternative keywords, including those that contain prepositions and questions. You might also take a look at answerthepublic.com. It's a very interesting and unique keyword tool. Step 6. Study purpose of the search. Plugging in high-volume keywords to bump up rankings for a page used to work pretty easily. But these days, it's not so simple. Today, Google's machine learning search algorithms compare search terms with user inquiries to learn about search intent. Search intent is described as the intent or reason behind why people search for a specific term. There are many driving factors behind people's search habits, like, why are they searching? Are they searching because they have a question and want an answer to that question? Are they searching for a specific website? Are they searching because they want to buy something? Try to put yourself in your target audience's shoes. Why would they search for your topic? What questions will they type? Are they looking to buy something? Or are they looking for a service to solve a specific problem? Once you have a good idea of the search intent behind potential readers or customers, you will be able to use it to fine-tune your keyword research. Getting a list of high-volume keywords related to your brand or topic is great. But finding keywords that directly match your target audience's search intent is even better. Step 7. Identify long-tail keywords. C keywords are often shorter search terms that are closely related to your brand's main topic or category. Long-tail keywords, on the other hand, are more descriptive and often relate to your brand's smaller buckets of subtopics. Matching your target audience's search intent to long-tail keywords is far easier compared to C keywords. For instance, if your website published content about golf equipment reviews, using long-tail keywords like "what is the best 9-iron golf club" will attract a more appropriate audience compared to the C keyword golf club. Long-tail keywords usually get fewer clicks, but since they're focused on a specific topic or product, they often get a higher conversion rate. Step 8. Find out about your competitors. Doing keyword research on Google about your brand alone is not nearly enough. You also need to know what your competitors are doing. The better you understand the content landscape of your industry, the better it will be for your SEO. Understanding the competitiveness of different keywords will also help you identify search terms that might be too challenging to rank for. But most importantly, you will be able to find keyword opportunity gaps. These opportunities happen when you find related keywords that are related to your brand or industry with a modest level of competition. To find these keyword opportunities, you can perform a keyword search on your competitors. The paid version of Keyword Tool Pro has a competitor analysis function that does exactly that. Type in the URL of your competitor into the search box, and the results will show all the keywords that the page ranks for. Once you've gone through these steps, you should have enough insights to craft really good content and an amazing SEO strategy. You would also have gotten adequate data for SEO copywriting for your content. Whether you're running a content-focused blog, a small business, or a brand marketer, you will need keyword research to kickstart your content and marketing activities. Doing keyword research can be a tedious and time-consuming task, but more often than not, it pays off handsomely in the long run. Doing keyword research doesn't have to be difficult, but it can be very time-consuming. We have an entire team that focuses on this specific task. If you want to learn more, connect with the talented team at Focused Idea. We look forward to talking with you soon. Thank you very much for spending your time listening to Stuff You Should Know About Digital Marketing. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and catch our next episode. We have a lot of good stuff coming. Talk to you soon.